And welcome back to Section 314 podcast. Talk about St. Louis Blues hockey here. We're in it now in the preseason. The Blues are making moves. We're doing good on training camp. Players being moved around. We're doing good. Things are rolling here. And you know the identity of this team is coming together more and more each day. And it's exciting stuff. And this team is going to go ahead and from here on out until April or so, hopefully longer, they're going to be dictating my mood and how I go about my day. So that's what we're at right now, Maggie, and I like it. Cam Fowler signs a 3-year deal, moving players down to Springfield, including players like Jiříček and Justin Garbineau, which is I'm fine with. What do you think of the moves so far lately with everything going on?
I think everything is where it's supposed to be. A little interesting. There's still like 3 more preseason game, so I was a little shocked with like them moving people so quickly, but I guess they do have like a bunch of players who have to like clear waivers this year. I guess you might as well start sooner just in case, you know, something goes on. But I think it's good. Carbo is going back to junior league, and I think he'll make the team next season. He was a lot of fun to watch in preseason. He's the only player to play in all of the game so far, so
yeah. I mean, yeah, that's for sure. I mean, there's only sometimes maybe even rare where, you know, you get these young players that come in, they get drafted, they go in, and they, again, this is I would say pretty rare, but they just come in and they just light it up and they're ready to play in NHL games and compete with guys that are, you know, a couple years, 5 years, 10 years older than they are. And you know, it's a lot to take on going from juniors to here, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And again, that's just a rare occurrence that you're going to get where you have a player of that caliber that can do that. So, I mean, it's good that, you know, we bring these players up, we put them in the preseason games, we see them at training camp, they're doing good, they're doing well, but you don't know, it's smart. You don't want to throw these players in too early and, just get them banged up. That's just the way it goes, and we want to see them develop at these younger leagues. And then, you know, Army knows what he's doing. When these players are ready to come up, they'll come up. And that's kind of what we're starting to see with, you know, like Dalibor, Dvorsky, Snuggaroo, stuff like that. But these guys are ready. They're ready, and they're good to go. And I think they're going to compete really well at the NHL level. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the new guys on the team and see if we can get something good started early in the season so we can make it out to the playoffs. But, I mean, I'm seeing a lot of different things in this preseason. You know, the new players, the people using, you know, their hockey brains, playing good hockey, trying to make the team. It looks like a good chemistry. Team's kind of young, but you still got your veterans still around. Cam Fowler, Shen, Parenko, etc. I don't know. Just thinking about the team, something feels different this year, and it feels like it's going to be a really fun one to watch.
Yeah, like you said before, we just have three preseason games left. We got one at home this coming Tuesday night, and then later in the week, Thursday night is home against the Senators. And then one last preseason game on Saturday in Chicago. So just a couple more games, and then we'll have a good chunk of days off to get ready for the season opener as well as the home opener Thursday, October 9th against the Minnesota Wild. But yeah, a lot of good things here. I'm not too worried about, you know, the losses we took on these last few games. It's whatever, it's preseason. That's why you do it. Just kind of see where you're at, see where things need to be moved around. And that's as a result, that's what you're kind of starting to see here. These players getting moved down, whatever, just kind of getting our identity right so that we're ready to go for game one of 82.
Who do you think is going to be the first blue to score in the first regular season game?
I'm going to give it to I'll give it to Kyrou. I just want to see him continue to be on that. We already know like Robert Thomas is good. I just want to see Kyrou just do really well. I don't want him to get into another like weird season that he's not, you know, performing as well as he could be. I just want to see him to just, now that we have, you know, a healthy roster and that sort of thing. I just want this chemistry to just blow up. I want Kyrou to blow up this year and not get into any slumps. So I'll put my trust in Kyrou.
I knew you were going to pick Kyrou, but I do appreciate your explanation. And I think that Jordan Kyrou deserves his flowers because he's been trying and he's actually been doing very well. Like, so I hope he has a good season this year and just takes right off.
Yeah, me too. And it sucks. It sucks here in the preseason, you know, now that we're getting things going, that there's not too much to talk about. You know, everything is kind of pretty self-explanatory when it comes to like moving these players around, whatever. I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, a lot of these moves, they're pretty expected. We know what's going on. You know, the players that are being sent down, even the goalies too that got sent down, like, you know, that's pretty expected. And, you know, those players that somehow, you know, like make the team that are just NHL ready, that it's kind of a rare occurrence. But yeah, I'm just ready for this week to get through and get into the regular season to talk more thoroughly about the team and what we see and whatever. Because that's usually when I kind of focus more, and it's also hard when you're traveling for work all the time. It's because a lot of the times I'm working into the nights, and sometimes I do miss, especially like preseason, I'll miss the games as well. So it's a little tough, but I'm trying to get more focused here and ready to go for the opener on the 9th.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm excited to just get like this full roster done. Put it together, play a couple games, and kind of just see, you know, I know it's obviously early, but just kind of see where we go. I'm excited about Blues hockey. Like you said, there's not a whole lot to talk about just because preseason games are wonky, rosters are wonky, so, you know, you don't really know too much about the guys, you know, trying to get a position or whatnot. I mean, I don't really know a lot of them. I do try to keep up on, you know, like Junior League and the AHL and stuff so I can keep my tabs on the roster. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm ready for some real games just to see where we're at.
Where do you want to be? Like, where, I guess, like standings wise, would you say like at the end of December, like, do you think the Blues, like realistically, where do you think the Blues will be like by the end of December? And do you think that like we can kind of say by the end of December, oh, okay, like we're definitely a playoff team? Or do you think it's going to be not until later into the season that we kind of get our groove? Because I feel like that's kind of been a trend for us the last few years where we're just kind of struggling at some point. I feel like each team probably has their rut that they hit in the season, but it just seems, for the Blues at least, it's not until like later in the season that they really get on a roll here to get things going. And maybe it's like, do we not get off to a good enough start at the beginning of the season? Or, you know, what do you think about that?
Okay, so I think two different things. I see it going like 50-50 where we are like in the top like 13 teams in the league, or we're sitting like right outside of like 15, so we're like 16, 17, 18. I don't see us being anything over 20. And that's a lot of praise, but, you know, just coming off the season that they had, I think it's going to go better than we expect. We don't have to go through the coaching change. We don't have to go through a whole lot of player changes. Yes, there are some new faces, but I think it's going to be easy for them to transition from last season into this season, into something good. So my bet is, you know, a top 13 spot, or it's going to be like right after the 15, the power rankings cut off. So that's what I say.
Yeah, when you think about like what's going on around like the franchise and stuff like that, it just seems like everything's kind of looking up right now. You know, you got new franchise colors, uniforms, branding, the team's healthy. You know, there's a lot of talent coming up, and I just think everybody kind of knows, even behind closed doors, that this team is improving and everything's going good right now. So it just seems like overall morale, I guess, if that's the right word, for the team right now, it's high. Like, their spirits are high. Everything's good right now, and hopefully that just triggers a good hockey team in return. You know, when things are going good, hopefully they play even better. And that's what we hope to see.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, it seems like everybody's doing well, playing well, training well. I think they're just going to be building off that last season. So I think it's going to be a fun one for sure. Which game are you excited about this year? If you're going, if you're not going, just like a team that the Blues play that you are like excited about, I guess.
Well, first of all, I'm trying to, you know, I'll probably drive up to Dallas for Blues and Stars. I think that's like later in the springtime or whatever. No, January, I'm sorry. And then obviously besides the Blackhawks, I guess what I want to see is how we do against the Panthers. I just want to see how we do against like top-notch teams, like the Panthers, Winnipeg. I want us to beat Winnipeg. it'd be nice to see how we do against Edmonton as well. Vegas usually has our number. So I just, again, like I, just these top tier teams in the league, I want to challenge ourselves and see how we really do against these teams, because just to get a measure of, you know, where we're at with this new roster and these upcoming players, hopefully a healthy roster. And that's what I want to see from that. So no really particularly one game, but just, I want to see how we do against the best teams this year, because I think that's where we could be, can be, and I want to test that out as soon as we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. I think I went to the Panthers game last year, and I know that the Panthers won the Stanley Cup, but the Blues were with them that whole game, and I think the Blues ended up losing 1-0 in the last, like, 20 seconds of the game, which is always the worst. So, yeah, I mean, I would like to see them play well against those teams as well. All the ones you listed and reasons. I'm hoping I can get to a Florida Panther game or Tampa game versus the Blues. We'll see though.
Yeah, it's also nice knowing like you play like especially like your division opponents or and other opponents too, other teams in the league throughout the season, just because like sometimes every once in a while you'll have a weird game or some weird things happen during the game and it just changes the momentum of the game, and you know, fans that watch sports or watch hockey, like, you understand that. So it's just that, you know, that's why you play 82 games. That's why you play the teams multiple times. You know, sometimes there's those games where you just weird things happen, or like you get a weird puck bounce that changes the way of the game or decides the game or what have you, or maybe a weird call from the official. But the, you know, that's, it's exciting to see that we can, it's exciting to see that we have a chance to really just kind of, per usual, I think, for St. Louis and the Blues especially, just prove people wrong, really, is, I guess, the point I'm trying to make here. You know, just coming, again, like, look at the playoffs that just happened. We took the Jets to Game 7. We chased their goalie 2 or 3 times, and we almost won the freaking game. We blew it, but we should have won that game. So to come back with new and upcoming players, really good players, a healthy roster, this, that, and the other, The cards are in, you know, in our favor, and I just have this motivation to prove everybody wrong this year and just go for it all.
I agree. I'm hoping that we can get Cam Fowler his Stanley Cup in the 3 years that he has signed with us.
Which, yeah, I think it can be done.
Perfect. Yes, I agree. I don't know. I'm excited about this season, but you know, we gotta take it one step at a time. But I feel something special about this one.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have anything else to add? I think we've covered everything. I'm running out of material. Honestly, these preseason weeks are a little slow.
No, I just know the Blues got 3 preseason games and regular seasons in like 10 days. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm making sure. I made sure to be off for that. So yeah, I'm coming to St. Louis, going to a wedding. And then I made sure to get off for the home opener as well. I don't think I'll go to the game, but I definitely want to at least sit down and watch it if I can, just so I can have regular season hockey back and just get back to good times.
Good times and simpler times.
Yeah, exactly. So you got nothing else? No?
Nope, I don't. All I have is go Blues.
Yeah, let's go Blues. And, you know, for those that, you know, went to training camp and stuff like that and watch, you know, I hope you guys had a good time. Hope you guys saw a lot of cool stuff. You know, if there's anything that you wanted to talk about and come on here, you know, let us know. Share this with your friends, your family, and we'll talk Blues hockey because we're getting right up to the front door of the season, and it's going to be a fun one. I'm very excited. I think the rest of St. Louis is excited. Maggie's excited. It's going to be great. I'm really excited, and so I apologize for these slow few episodes to start off the season, but you know, not too much is going on, and soon after we'll be right through the thick of it. So thank you so much for listening. Spread the word about Section 314 Podcast. And until the ice is clean again, we'll see you next time. Thank you, and let's go Blues.